Radio Merseyside, your station. Now, Vikings had a massive impact on our local area. If you just look at some of the names of our towns and villages, will you realise just how much? Now, one of these places is Thingwall, which is where I met expert on the subject of Vikings, Professor Stephen Harding.
Well, Sean, we're at the centre of Viking Wirral now, because we're a place called Thingwall, and Thingwall is a very historic name because it's an Old Norse name. Thing means assembly, and wall comes from vol, which is a field, so it means assembly field. So it's where the Wirral Vikings a thousand or so years ago had the parliament or assembly. They came in 902 AD. There was a deal between Ethelfled and the Queen of the English, and Ingimund, who was the leader, who was expelled from Ireland, which used to be the, or Dublin used to be the old Norse kingdom in Ireland. So they were expelled from there, came over here, settled in large numbers, and this was the centre of the meeting.
Here.
Or assembly. Here, yeah. Wow. It's hard to believe because now it's used like as a stables for horses who are being grazed. It shows you how modest people on Wirral are about the about heritage. The history, heritage, that's right. No big deal.
Well, this is fabulous because you can just imagine the hierarchy stood on the hill there and the minions would be gathered here.
Absolutely, you have your law speaker, your Lagmar there would be at the top. Initially it would be Ingimund, the first of these law speakers, and then everyone would be around discussing policies of law, discussing general things, including emergencies, you know, if there was some threat to the population, what they were going to do about it. And it was also a time for meeting old friends. It would meet once, twice a year, and merriment and all this sort of stuff. So it was
where would you come from, far and wide?
Yeah, there'd be it would serve the main Wirral Viking population, but there would be visitors coming in from the Isle of Man, maybe as far afield as Norway and Iceland, we don't know, but from other Viking colonies there would be visitors. A chance for old friends to meet up, yeah.
Should there be a monument here, do you think, or a statue of some description?
I don't know. I think it would be appropriate. What we want to do is to build a trail to the hill itself. I mean, it's private property, so we can't just trespass through. But to get some sort of viewing tower things from the local pub, the Bast Hound, which has got a big Viking information board, so we could start from there and walk around the back lane to here. I think this would be a good idea, particularly for local, as I said, local schools.
But on the information board on the grounds of the Bast Hound, there's a cracking map with all the old Viking names of the places around Wirral. You can get most of them, but some you can't.
Absolutely. I mean, it's there for especially youngsters to try and work out what they mean. Some of the names have gone, like Stromby and Warmby and Kilnwalby, they no longer exist. But many are there, you know, like Stoughton, which means the big farmstead. A lot of the BY names, Irby, Pensby, Greasby, Frankby, Whitby. Raby is very important because Raby is an Old Norse name meaning boundary settlement. So Raby indicates the southernmost boundary of the original Viking settlement on Wirral. But what's also interesting is that at the top of the hill, on a clear day, apparently you could see across the Mersey to another Thingwall, because the Vikings weren't just exclusive to Wirral. There was also a very strong population of Vikings in west and southwest Lancashire, because you've got loads of place names there with Viking origin, like Toxteth comes from Tockies, Stadir, Tockies, the landing place, Croxteth, Aigburth, Ainsdale, Aintree.
Really?
Aintree comes from Old Norse meaning one tree. You know, Crosby, Formby, Ainsdale, all this. Litherland, and then Latham. Latham's a nice one because Latham means at the barns, not just barns, but at the barns, and Skelmersdale, that means Shalmers Valley. So it's not just exclusive to Wirral, it's all over Merseyside. Oh, well. We have this. So Thingwall, there was a Thingwall Parliament also near Ken Dodd's Jambutty mines in Knotty Ash.
So the Vikings were eating jambutties all them years ago, eh?
I'm not sure about that.
you've explained this today in an interesting way. And when I was at school, it was a bit... it was quite dull at times. I mean, if you were to explain where you live as a Viking, a place where the Vikings were, that brings it to life for you, doesn't it, as a kid?
It does. And when I was a kid here, we knew nothing about this. We knew actually a bit about Thingwall because my granddad told me about it. And there was things about Thurstiston and other places, but that was about it. We weren't told about it at schools and things. So, but I think now, I think a lot of people on Wirral and Merseyside are aware of the Viking heritage. So it's great that there's this Viking exhibition going on at Southport. There's also going to be local displays, artefacts, reenactments and things, that talks that are taking place about the Vikings in the area. I'll be giving a talk on DNA, believe it or not.
Right.
So it's going to be great, and strongly recommend it for people to go along to that. Talking about DNA, we know the Vikings were here in very large numbers from all the place name evidence, all the archaeology that we've got in the area. But we were involved with a DNA survey, which finished about 10 years ago with the University of Leicester, where we were looking for evidence of ancestry in the old population, because the whole area's undergone a big population transformation, you know, since the Industrial Revolution, the growth of Liverpool as a port. So we had to get behind that, and we used as our database, if you like, men who had, from old families in Wirral or South West Lancashire, West Lancashire, who had surnames that were present in the area prior to 1600, from tax records, alehouse records, criminal records. I'm afraid I'm down there. We were accused of...
What were the common names?
A dog. Well, there's this... Rimmer is a common name on both sides, old name on both sides of the Mersey. You got Bushel. You got names like Tasker, Teller. Totty, actually, is an old Wirral name.
Really?
Totty Ice Cream's very famous, and Totty's an old name. So these names were used as our sort of target names. You had a name on our list, so if you had a name that was a place name in the area, either Wirral or West Lancashire, like Upton, Raby, Scaresbrick, Melling, then you could also take part in the survey. So by keeping it to this sort of restricted set of volunteers, we could see what the ancestry was, and it was a big success. We found that up to 50% of the mixture, we'll call the admixture of DNA in Wirral and West Lancashire, was Norse in origin, up to 50%. A lot of our area involved in the estimate, but say between 30 and 50%. And the interesting thing also was that the signal from Wirral was almost identical to that of southwest and West Lancashire. So it seems that the River Mersey wasn't that much of a barrier over the years. So that was quite an interesting find, that.
Well, Stephen, always a pleasure. Nice to see it again.
Thanks, Sean.
See you soon. Tell you what an interesting guy, and very, very passionate about the history of the Vikings in and around our area. That was Thingwall today. I didn't know, as I said, I've been past that way a million times and had no idea it was steeped in such rich history. And Sean Stiles is, of course, a Viking name. Professor Stephen looked it up for me. Sean means charming, funny and affectionate in Viking, and Stiles means not very, apparently. Get me coat.